And there's the banjo, friends, and Mutual presents Plantation Jubilee.
Oh, won't you come out and have a good time?
Banjos ringing down on the old plantation. Join the happy throng, sing a happy song down on the old plantation.
This is Charlie Lyon on the old plantation, inviting you to sit back and relax while you listen to Alan Massey and the Westerners, the Robbins Sisters, George Beatty, Tom, Dick, and Harry, the Plantation Choir, and the singing star of our show, Kurt Massey.
Dinah, is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there is, then you know her, sure to me. Dinah, with your Dixie eyes blazing, I love sitting gazing to the eyes of Dinah Lee. Every night, why do I shake with fright? Cause Dinah might change her mind about me. Dinah, if you wandered to China, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah Lee. Every night, why do I shake with fright? Cause my Dinah might change her mind about me. Pretty little Dinah, if you wanted to chime on, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah Lee.
Ah, fine, Curtis, fine. Dinah, that's one of my favorites. It sure is. Dinah,
oh,
sure
hold
is.
Hold it, Charlie. That's enough. Hold it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Kurt. I'll have to stay away from Tom, Dick, and Harry. Hey, Kurt, I understand the whole gang went to the movies last night.
That's right, Charlie. You know, I can't get a lick of work out of them today. Not
all right, what's the matter?
Well, they all seem to think they're movie stars. Here, I'll show you what I mean.
Tom and Lassie.
Kurt, I see what you mean.
Well, Tom, Dick, and Lassie, how'd you like the show?
Oh, the movie was all right, Kurt, but we'd rather stay home and listen to the quiz shows. In fact, we have a song all about quiz shows.
Good, let's hear it.
I'm not the kind of fellow who can win a lot of dough. I had to work for everything I own. I'll never have a chance to win a pot of gold, I know, because I can't afford a telephone. I never know the answers to the questions on the air, and so I couldn't win a cent that way. The height of my ambition's not to be a millionaire, if I could only hear somebody say,
give that man three silver dollars.
For he got the answer right. But as far as I can see, that was never meant for me, for my IQ is so low it's out of sight.
And now for Walter Lurie in the center aisle.
I now have a man, Doctor.
Well, get rid of him, Walter, and get me a blonde. And now for Ned Collinger up in the balcony.
I'm up here all alone, Doctor.
I'm sorry, Ned. I can distinctly see someone with you.
See, get off my lap, Lulie. I told you he could see us up here.
And now back to Walter Lurie in the center aisle.
I now have a blonde, Doctor.
Oh, bring him over. I love blonde doctors. Hello, honey. How are you?
Hello.
Oh, you look gorgeous tonight.
Thank you.
Tell me. Oh, now, don't laugh. Now, tell me, where in the world did you get that gorgeous complexion?
Cause
what?
Cosmetic.
One day, Tom, Dick, and Harry got a letter in the mail in which they thought there was a lot of praise. Hurrah, we've got a family, cried, so now we cannot fail. The time has come for us to get a raise.
And so we took the letter and we showed it to the boss.
Yes, sir.
And after their fan letter he had read, "My gosh," he cried, "I always thought you were a total loss." He called his secretary in and said,
"Oh, Jerry, give these guys $3 silver dollars.
Yes.
For they've earned the pay increase. If they dare to ask for more, simply show them to the door. Or they're lucky that they got a buck apiece."
Fine, Tom, Dick, and Harry. Yes, sir, boys, that's real, real good. And now you can crawl back in your cages. Say, Charlie, it's time for Brother Allen's banjo.
Yeah, here's where we go from bad to worse.
Now, look here, Charlie Lyons. Every week you make some kind of a nasty remark about my banjo. Ain't you ever going to say anything good about it?
Yes, sir, Allen, the day that I announce that you lost it. Well, friends, if you have any errands, go do them. Here they are with I Got Rhythm. Find me a nice, quiet boiler factory someplace where I can relax. Kurt, for the love of Mike, sing something sweet and soothing, will you?
All right, Charlie, here's a song that ought to fill the bill every time I meet you. Every time I meet you, I meet you for the first time. Just as though we never had met before. Every time I kiss you for the first time, and my happy heart keeps begging you. Every time you thrill me, you thrill me for the first time. The moment is grand and the feeling is so brand new. Every time you leave me, won't you take this thought along with you? I've fallen in love for the first and the last time.
Thanks, Kurt. I feel a lot better. Well, now here come our Westerners, and tonight it's a special instrumental arrangement of Lover. So let's have a Westerner.
Thank you.
Cox, your friend and mine, half singer, half wit, George Beatty.
You ought to be in pictures. You're wonderful to see. You ought to be in pictures. Oh, what a hit you would be.
Hollywood. That's a place, my friends, that's really in a class by itself. Where else in the world could I go swimming with Jane Russell, have lunch with a Virginia Mayo, and dine with Esther Williams? I never did it, but where else could I? I came to Hollywood because I heard they were looking for new faces. And believe me, I could have used one. I shall never forget the welcome I received. When I got off the plane, three beautiful girls rushed up and offered to carry my wallet. First thing I did was buy a beautiful home. It was really gorgeous. Motorists going by would drop in and look at it. I lived in it for 3 weeks before I discovered it was a filling station. I discovered that in order to get in pictures, I'd have to start at the bottom. I began by doing small bits and extra parts, and finally worked my way up to Lockheed. I was in the commissary department. I was an olive stuffer on the antipasto assembly line. Then I got a screen test. The studio kept calling me for 3 days, but I never went near them. I didn't like what they were calling me. Then came my big chance. It was a leading part in a super feature. It was a toss-up between me and Errol Flynn. I won, so they tossed again. But I got a small bit in a picture. I played the part of an Easter lily cutter. And that typed me. Now they can't imagine me playing anything but an Easter lily cutter. And Easter lily cutter parts aren't too plentiful, I'm here to tell you. But the life of a picture star isn't all beer and Skittles. He's up every morning at sunrise on the set at 8. He works all day long under those blazing lights, and what's he got to show for it? A home in Beverly Hills, 4 Cadillacs, and $8 million. Then I decided to become a writer. I said to myself, even if I become the greatest writer in the world, I'm not going to stop at that. I'm going to learn to read, too. I sold my first scenario to one of the major studios. Well, to make a long story short, they cut it down to 2 reels. Then they showed it at Grauma's Chinese Theater in a sneak preview. I sneaked out through the fire escape. A lady said to me one day, I went to the theater and saw your picture 4 times. I said, really? Did you like it that much? She says, no, I couldn't find my shoes. I got a letter from a theater manager in New York. He wrote, Dear Mr. Beatty, when we showed your picture, we gave away more dishes than ever before. In one theater, they showed the dishes and gave away the picture. You know, folks, I've written over 50 scenarios, and I used to always take them to some studio to be produced. But recently, I've been destroying them myself. But you know, the people in Hollywood are marvelous. You can't believe all that stuff you hear about the short marriages and quick divorces. There are lots of happily married people in Hollywood. I know one big picture star who married a girl. He was so much in love with her that he held her over for a second week. One night he followed her downtown and caught her going into a picture show with another man. He would have gone in after them, but he'd already seen the picture. But these picture stars, they never seem to lose their glamour. I know an ex-leading man who just married a girl much younger than himself. She's 19 going on 20, and he's 64 going on Social Security. But some people think picture stars are conceited when they refuse to sign autographs, but you can't blame them. You never know what it'll lead to. Phil Harris gave his autograph to a little girl once, and he received the Ladies' Home Journal for 2 years. But after all said and done, success in Hollywood is largely a matter of luck. But I've noticed one thing. The harder they work, the luckier they get. And in closing, friends, I just want to ask you one question. What's Clark Gable got that I haven't got? And the one that answers that question correctly, I'll sue.
You ought to be in pictures, my star.
Well, thank you, George. Maybe we'll be looking for you next week. And now, Kurt, how about sawing something on that fiddle while I get a pitchfork and clean up these corn cobs? Anything will do, as long as it's Estrellita. Well done.
Oh, Mr. Lyon.
Well, now, bless my soul if it isn't those three pretty little robin sisters. Why the frown, gal?
Well, we've been working for Tom, Dick, and Harry as their secretaries, but we quit.
Why?
Well, when they give dictation, they want a period after every sentence.
Well, that happens to be correct.
I know, but they want a recreation period.
Oh, my. Well, now, before you go into a comma, let's hear you gals sing. Take me out to the ball game.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the park. Please won't you find me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. So let me root, root, root for my home team. If they lose again, it'll be a shame. So it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Them bums, they seem to have lost their zip since the Giants have taken away the lip. And it would be quite an awful blow if the Yankees should ever lose Jolting Joe. Now they can have Kiner and Ted Williams too, Bob Feller, Lou Boudreau, Jackie Robinson too.
They're almighty good, but here is the truth. There'll never be another Babe Ruth. Tinkers to Evers to Chance, they must have been tough guys to beat. But when you're looking for a name for the Hall of Fame, Lou Gehrig must compete.
Do you remember Pushemup Tony? He was always one for fair play.
But if you start to compare Jack, you better beware, 'cause there's some good guys around today. So won't you take me out to the ball game? Gotta see the boys play. Then I will have me a hot dog and soda pop. Let's hope our team will finish right up on top. We gotta root, root, root for our home team.
I would start.
If they lose again, it'll be a shame. So it's one, two, three little strikes and you're out at the old.
Fancy gals, very nice arrangement there. The Robin sisters. And now, Kurt, before we went on the air, I heard you rehearsing a song about a wedding or something.
Oh, you mean wedding day, Charlie?
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't any objections, I'd like to sing it.
Are you kidding? Go.
I asked her, Paul, if we couldn't wed, and he said, you must be touched in the head. The man who wins her pretty little hand, he will surely have to own some farm and land. I went out west with shovel and pick, and I worked and worked, and then pretty quick I struck it rich and bought me a farm with a cute little house and a big red barn. Got a pig, got a cow, got a horse and buggy now. Soon I will be driving down the old highway. Got a farm, got a plow, got a heart for working now. Tomorrow morning is my wedding day. There'll be friends throwing rice, there'll be apples jack on ice, and everybody dancing while the fiddles play. Come along to the hall, you're invited one and all. Tomorrow morning is my wedding day. Tomorrow morning is my wedding day.
Hey, Charlie Pye.
Hey. Oh, I might have known it. Tom, Dick, and Lassie. What do you want?
Well, Charlie, for one thing, we resent being called that.
Oh?
I'll have you know that we're all three-letter men.
Why, I never even knew you went to college. How'd you get your three letters? Football?
Nope. Backed into a branding iron.
Oh, now, go away. Get out.
In the hills of Tennessee lives a family named McGee, and they've really got a problem on their mind. For their daughter, Mary Ann, just can't find herself a man. She ain't even been nobody's Valentine.
All her sisters, so to say, had no trouble getting wed.
No.
Everyone is settled down and doing grand.
That's swell.
It's a shame and a disgrace that they're all compelled to face the fact that no one's asked for Mary Ann.
Oh, why don't someone marry Mary Ann? She's got no suitors asking for her hand. She's 11 years of age and she's never been engaged, and things don't look too good for Mary Ann. Oh, she even went to school and she worked nobody's fool. She could read most anything they asked her to. She could figure way up past all the others in her class, and besides, she didn't either smoke or chew.
Now her parents did their best to get her married like the rest. Even took her to the graduation ball. But the fellows in the class, they just kept on walking past, and she had spent the evening hugging the wall.
Oh, why don't someone marry Mary Ann? The gal came to the rhyme from Hired Man. But on her wedding day, jumped the fence and got away. Was a case of all supply and no demand. She knows how to milk a cow. She can even steer a plow. There ain't nothing round the farm she couldn't do. When her morning chores is done, then she'd like to have some fun. But the boys are busy making Mountain Dew.
Now they just can't figure out why some fella around about ain't asking Mary Ann to be his wife.
No, but
and if the truth is told, she'll soon be looking old, and she'll likely be an old maid all her life.
Oh, why don't someone marry Mary Ann? No gal can shoot a rifle like she can. And what fills her with dismay, she'll be 12 next Groundhog's Day. Oh, the future don't look bright for Mary Ann.
Oh, don't.
And now Kurt and the Plantation Choir get together to present the kind of music that never dies. Just imagine walking down an old country road in the deep south. You stop suddenly as you hear the melodic strains of a plantation choir in the distance. Stand enchanted as Kurt Massey sings Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet That pulls the curtain down on Plantation Jubilee for tonight. In closing, I'd like to thank you for the whole gang. Alan Massey and the Westerners, the Robin Sisters, George Beatty, Tom, Dick, and Harry, and the Plantation Choir. This is Kurt Massey saying good night.
Well, friends, we'll be looking for you next week for another get-together on Plantation Jubilee, originated and written by Gordon Vandover, produced and directed by Frank Crystal. This is Charlie Lyon. Bye. Plantation Jubilee came to you from Hollywood. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
We hope you've had a good time. We're glad to see you all. We're trying to see you all. Thank you, Jubilee.